Good morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker with Baptist Chapel. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today. We're glad to be able to be with you this morning to spend a few moments of your Sunday morning. And it's my prayer that you're up making preparation to enter into the house of the Lord somewhere today if you're able, and God's given you the health and the strength and provided you a place. Why, I hope and pray this morning that you're on your way there. And if you're not able, God bless you this morning. We pray that something will be said or done through the ministries and the broadcast over the station today that'll lift you up and help you. We're glad to share these few moments with you today. We do need your prayers this morning. You can tell our voice a little rough. We've been battling a cold, been journeying this week too. Just had to privilege of gathering the 192nd setting of the Bethel Association of United Baptists out in Roselle, Missouri, and just had a wonderful time in the Lord there, and just glad to be able to be back this morning and share a little time with you. But the miles tend to take their toll sometimes, and fighting the cold and things along with it, while we're a little weak in body this morning. But with your prayers and God's help, while we know everything's going to be all right. If you would join me in a word of prayer this morning. Our Lord and Master, blessed Savior, we come before you today, Lord, to lift up your precious name, God. Oh, Lord, we look to you in this moment, in this time, Father, that you might give us the strength, Lord, God, to share a few moments of your precious word. And, Lord, while there's many good thoughts and many things, Lord, we'd like to say, Father God, we recognize, Lord, how that you've allotted us this little time on Sunday morning to share how the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, Father God, I help me to ever be mindful of that, Lord, and God, remind me week to week, God, that somebody needs to hear about Jesus this morning. Father, oh God, we thank you today, Lord, for the blessings of our journeys, God, for the privilege, Lord, of being acquainted with those dear brethren, God, for safe, traveling grace and mercy this morning. Father, we thank you today, Lord, of the good news, and God, Brother Mark received from the doctor today. Lord, we thank you this morning for those, and God, that's on the mend because of your touch this morning. Father, we appreciate the knowledge of the doctors, God, and the facilities. But Lord, we recognize you as the healer, God. Father, and we give you the honor and the glory for each this morning. Lord, those that have asked of us, God, Father, the knees, God, that's found a troubling place, God, we pray this morning that you might be with her, God, that you might bless her health, and most of all this morning, Lord, that you'd draw her near to you, God, that if she's not, that she would surrender her heart and life unto you. Father, we ask you this morning to bless, God, the services around and about us, God, however they lift up that glorious bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask you this morning, God, that you would bless the fellowship. Meeting there at New Liberty this week. Father, as the services begin, that you might draw your people together, Lord. Father, more than anything this morning, that you'd save them that are lost. God, that would be our greatest desire today. Father, to see them come to that saving knowledge. Lord, the many requests we've heard down over the course of the last few weeks. Father, for lost people, children and grandchildren, Lord, neighbors and neighbors' children, God. Father, God, the brethren we left, God, with the promise of prayer. Father, lift them up this morning. Brother John and Brother Sykes, God, the many others today, O Lord. Father, bless the gathering of your children this morning. God, how again this little time that you've granted unto us today, Father, I pray that it might bring honor and glory to you, Lord. Father, that you might be magnified. God, I know this morning, God, how the weakness of this vessel, but God, I've come to know how the strength of you today. Father, bless the young men and women in the service of our country, O Lord. God, we pray this morning that you bless, God, the leaders of our nation. Father, as they make these great decisions, how that will affect our children and their children. God, let them seek wisdom from you today. Father, and if they refuse to acknowledge you, Lord, if they refuse this morning to turn again, to the to the principles and the foundation of our land. God, we would pray to you this morning that you'd raise up before us our leaders that will today. God, that'll bring us back to the place we once stood. Our Father is a light unto the world. God, we know we've not been perfect. Our Father, we know our land has failed many times. But, oh Lord, we've always tried to come back as one nation under God. Lord, I fear it's in jeopardy this morning. God, guide us now, we pray. I bless the reading and the preaching of your holy word. I bless Brother Mark and the station here today, we pray, God. In Jesus' holy name we ask, amen and amen. You pray just a few more minutes. We'll try to get right into the word and move along today. Our lesson, our little lesson under consideration, be found in the 18th chapter of the book of John, beginning at the fourth verse this morning. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, whom seek ye? And they answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. As soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. Then he asked them again, whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore ye seek me, let these go their way. I'm going to stop the reading right there this morning and ask you that question. Whom seek ye this morning? What is it you're looking for today? What is it you have need of this morning? I'm glad I hear the word to say that he'll supply all our need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Brother, this morning, there was a day in my life I needed a Savior. Brother, there's been many days I needed a helper. Brother, many days I needed a guide this morning. How many days I've needed I helped to make it through. Brother, I begin to think about how maybe you need justice this morning, how you're seeking justice. Brother, then surely you need one that knows and understands the law. Maybe you need mercy this morning. Maybe you're seeking mercy. Then you need a judge today. Maybe this morning you seek counsel. Then you need a great counselor, surely. maybe this morning, how you need a pardon from your sin, how you need a king today. Brother, I'll tell you what you need. Hi, Jesus of Nazareth. Brother, he is our Lord and King. Hi, the mighty counselor. Brother, he'll be the judge. Today, he's the door of mercy. Brother, he's everything you need. I'm blessed his sweet name this morning. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior today, brother, that's what you need. One that's able, brother, to pull you up out of the miry clay. Set your feet on a solid rock. Establish your going. Maybe you're sick this morning. You seek a physician. He's still the great physician today. Brother, I appreciate the doctors. I'm the medical profession. The tender nurses. Brother, the facilities and technology. Brother, but every time this old body heals up, it's come from God Almighty. Brother, he's a great physician. Here was Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Just hours before he'd be nailed to the cross. Brother, he said, whom seek ye? Brother, what is it this morning? How you're looking for? How does not the word say seek? And ye shall find. Brother, the problem is this morning. How many are seeking the wrong thing? How many are going to the wrong place? Brother, when they were seeking Jesus, you know where they went? How they went to him this morning. Brother, there's only one intercessor, only one mediator between man and God. That's the man Christ Jesus. Brother, I'd count it a privilege to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ with you. Brother, I'd be honored to put you on my prayer list. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you seek Jesus, you need to go find him this morning. You need to go where he is. Preacher, I would if I knew. Brother, there's a little place out on Wayne Madison Road. I called Baptist Chapel at 10 o'clock this morning. We're going to gather in for Sunday school. And if the Lord lets us at 11, brother, we're going to enter into worship. Brother, I'll guarantee you this morning, he'll be there. Brother, and not only there, but scattered across our community. Brother, within easy driving distance. Brother, right up the road, right on the corner, somewhere nearby, you'll find a place that's standing on the word of God, holding to the principles, the tenets in the faith. Brother, still preaching about the common salvation. Brother, and you can find him right there. Brother, how you want to find him? Brother, get up. Make your way into the house of the Lord somewhere. Brother, this morning I believe, if you feel him knocking at your heart's door right now, you could find him right there where you are. Maybe you're in the living room, the bedroom, or some other place in the house. Maybe you're on the job somewhere. I'm that fella beside you. Turn this radio station on. I praise God this morning he did. And you feel something at your heart. Brother, that's not this old hard-headed preacher. I'm brother, that's Jesus Christ. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open, I'm blessed his sweet name today. If any man open, he said, I'll come in and sup with him. I and he with me today. Whom seek ye? What are you looking for today? I'm boy, some say I don't need him. Let me warn you right now. There's coming a day you're going to need him. You're going to need the one that knows the law. You're going to need the great physician. You're going to need a counselor. You're going to need a king. Brother, you're going to need an intercessor, a mediator. Let me sum it up like this. You're going to need a savior. That savior is Jesus. Christ the Lord this morning. The Messiah, the anointed one of God. Given for you and I today. You say, preacher, I don't need him now. One day you will. You need an atonement for your sin. A propitiation. The sacrifice. His name is Jesus this morning. He's there for you. Seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. He said, seek and ye shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. God bless you this morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel.